You're listening to Women's Voices from Dayton Correctional Institution on WISO. I'm Lewis Wallace. In this series, women incarcerated at the prison on the West Side interview each other. One recurrent theme has been addiction. The problem with prescription drugs and heroin has spiked in Ohio in the last few years, and the proportion of women killed by drug overdoses has also gone way up. Today, a story of a tailspin into addiction from someone who never thought it would happen to her.
This is Alicia Federici. I'm here at DCI with Shannon
Evans,
and I want to ask her a few questions. What was a day in your life prior to things spiraling out of control, if you will?
I was always really goody-two-shoes kind of girl. I taught Sunday school. I never swore. I was the president of the PTA. We were well off. I grew up out in the country. I was a school teacher, and I never would have thought that I could have ended up in prison. I fell ill and got prescribed painkillers. And after being on those for a year or so, you know, I developed a tolerance to them, and I started taking them more and more until they didn't work, and then I developed a habit. And before I knew it, I was addicted to heroin. I was an addict for 3 years, and I used to think, how is this possible that I am on heroin right now? Because I don't know if it's because I grew up kind of sheltered, maybe, but when I thought of a drug addict, this might sound bad, but I'm going to be honest. When I thought of a drug addict, I thought of, like, you know, some old guy strung out on the side of a building in the city or something. It didn't dawn on me that hit people where I lived. It didn't hit school teachers or Sunday school teachers or PTA moms. You know, that wasn't the face of an addict in my mind. My cousin Doris was not as fortunate as I was growing up. She was raised by my aunt in the city with three siblings, and they, you know, were on welfare. And I remember my mom taking her into our home out in the country when she was a teenager, and us trying to give her, like, a second chance at life. And I remember her being very angry and always, like, dabbling in drugs. And I always couldn't understand, like, why would you want to do drugs? Like, why don't you just come to church with me? She was only a couple years younger than me, and I always, like, felt myself trying to take her under my wing. The sad thing is that she passed away. It'll be a year in May from heroin overdose. She did 5 months in county jail, and she got out, and she used, and she overdosed and left 4 kids without a mom. And I remember being at her wake and seeing her in the casket and thinking, that could have been me, and I hope I didn't fail her in this last year or two that I became an addict, because I knew she looked up to me. And then I found myself being very depressed, because you have no control over your addiction when you're in the midst of it. And I remember that I got high right before her wake. So I was at her wake feeling very guilty about that. Like, how dare I could do that when this is what just took her out and left 4 kids without a mom. That makes me sad, that part of it. And another part of that makes me feel like, thank God I was given a second chance. And this might sound silly, but I'm grateful to be in prison right now, because I feel like if I wasn't in prison, I would probably be dead. And then my children would not have their mother, all because of an addiction that I had the power within me to beat. And I just didn't know that I had the power within me to beat. And I've reconciled the fact that I'll never be a school teacher again, which I actually had to mourn that loss. The beginning of September, the end of August this year, I found myself in my cell on my bed crying, thinking, I'll never hear, Miss Evans, can you tie my shoe? Miss Evans, you took my lunchbox, or smell sharpened pencils first thing in the morning. Or I know that might sound a silly thing to grieve, but I grieved being a school teacher, and because I knew that that probably would never be an option for me again. Addiction does not discriminate. It can take your life from just being the most stable, positive life you could imagine to all the way down into the pits.
Shannon Evans is in the first year of a 4-year prison term. When she gets out, she wants to become a chemical dependency counselor for youth. This is Women's Voices from Dayton Correctional Institution, a series created by women incarcerated at the West Side Prison with the help of Community Voices producers Renee Wild and Dr. Vanita Kelly. I'm Lewis Wallace for WYSO.